your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome to Unpacking with Jennifer. I'm your host, Jennifer Sattel. This is the podcast where we get real about all the things, from raising kids and managing family life to balancing work, endless activities, and somehow keeping your home organized through it all. As a mom and a professional home organizer, I know firsthand how overwhelming it can be. But here's the thing, organization isn't just about pretty containers and tidy shelves. It's about creating systems that work for your busy life, so you can spend more time enjoying your family and less time searching for lost shoes. Each week, we'll dive into everything from decluttering your home to simplifying your schedule, handling the chaos of kids' activities, and finding that elusive balance between work and family life. Because let's be honest, we are all trying to figure it out. So if you're ready to unpack the mess, both inside and out, let's jump into this week's episode. Welcome back to another episode of Unpacking with Jennifer Sattel. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow so you get new notifications when an episode drops. Hello, everybody. I am excited to talk again with all of you about all the different things. We know that it's about organizing, but it's also about unpacking. And there's a lot of things I want to unpack. And I have a super duper exciting guest. Again, I say this every single time I have a guest because I'm, first of all, very thankful that people want to talk to me, but I love talking. I love sharing their stories. I want to hear about them and just kind of support whatever it is they're doing. And also just, you know, we want to talk to different people. Not everyone wants to listen to me the whole time. Today I have Ariel.
Hello. Say hello. Hi.
Ariel is part of something I'm so excited. I'm going to let her talk. As you guys know, I struggle with that because I get so excited. I started in February of 23, the end of February of 2023, I was sitting at the nail place that is two doors down from this brand new Pilates studio that had opened up. And for those of you who know me, know that it has changed my life, my absolute life, and for many reasons. And she is one of the instructors who I love, adore. And right now we are talking on the day that she teaches, and I'm talking to her, I wasn't able to go to the class and it kills me this last few weeks. So I'm going to cry later, but she's one of the instructors. She's also an amazing person. She does so many different things. She's very talented and wonderful and amazing. And we're going to talk about Pilates, but I want her to tell us a little bit about herself first. So welcome.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you for being here. And then I just want you to kind of just, you know, you can just tell me a little bit about yourself. Do you have siblings? But also how you got into this.
Amazing. So I actually have two siblings. I have a brother that is almost 18 who just moved out of the house into college. And I have a younger brother that is 13. We're all very close. Me and my family are super, super close. We always hang out and
they
we
go
tell
on
each other
amazing
everything.
Trips.
Oh, yes.
And not that I stalk her, but because she wouldn't be teaching her classes. She's like, oh, I'll be in, you know, Thailand for 3 weeks. Oh, I'm going to, you know, Israel, wherever, going everywhere, going to Mexico. And I'm like, can your parents adopt me?
Yeah, we'd love to. We love adopting people. My mom does it all the time. She loves it. But Pilates, yeah. So I actually, when I was in high school, because I'm 20. So when I was in high school, I transferred into this program that was called Independent Studies. So basically, you don't take classes on campus. This was right after COVID. So I went into studying online, and it's actually on your own pace. So you just do the work that you have to do. And then once you finish the work, you can basically graduate early.
Nice.
So I finished high school basically my junior year.
Good job.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was
a
great experience.
Star.
Yeah, it was really nice. I enjoyed it because I didn't really get a full high school experience with the whole COVID and everything.
Yes.
So it kind of sucked.
You got gypped.
I did. So during my senior year, I was kind of figuring myself out. So I started taking a few college classes because that's usually the path that everyone goes on. Wasn't very interested at all. And then my boyfriend, who I've been with since I was in ninth grade, so a freshman in high school, his mom opened up a Pilates studio, which is the wonderful studio that we're talking about.
Oh my gosh.
And she just had opened and she was looking for someone to work the front desk. So someone just to answer phone calls, check people in, things like that. And they asked me if I was interested and I was like, yeah, why not? I've taken Pilates classes over the years with my mom. Me and my mom do literally everything together. So we've always been into like fitness.
Which, as a pause, can I say?
Yeah.
So the first couple times that Ariel was teaching the classes and, you know, she teaches different days, but on this it was Wednesdays, but for this class. And I'm like, who's this babe she's talking to? This her mom is a stunner. Like, I thought she was like 28.
Oh, stop
like,
it.
Like, literally. I did not know it was your mom. And then I'm like, who's that? And you're like, my mom. I'm like, she's a smoke show. Like, she look. I mean, she's so, like, she's a young, like, she looks like a young mom. She's very young. I'm assuming she's fairly young.
I mean.
40? Is she 40?
She's 48.
She looks about 30. I'm not even kidding you. And she's like super fit, super into the classes. Yeah. And I thought that was really special. Oh. Kind of like she was there taking your classes. I thought that was really special.
Yeah, she's very supportive through this whole journey. So yeah, me and my mom used to take workout classes together forever. And we took some Pilates classes. I enjoyed it. So I was like, yeah, why not? I mean, I'm going to work the front desk, make some money here and there. I didn't have anything to do. So I was like, yeah. I started working the front desk and I was the only front desk. So I was there 5 days a week from like 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. Like I was there all the time. And Sarah was very sweet. Sarah's the owner of the studio and my boyfriend's mom. And she would give me classes for free.
Your future mother-in-law?
Yeah, hopefully. I would take classes for free. So she would just tell me, you know, hop into a class whenever there's room. So I would be taking classes a lot. I would be watching all the time. And then slowly after a bit, she was like, you should become an instructor. I feel like you'd be good at it. And I wasn't enjoying school very much. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I didn't really know what the process was. So we just started talking about it a little bit. And even before I started the Pilates certification, she actually offered me to try to practice on her. And she would stay back with me after she would teach. I would do like warm-ups on her and cool downs. Slowly, she started letting me doing it for the classes too. So like the first 5 minutes, I would go up and teach. And I just realized that that was something that I really enjoyed. So I ended up doing the Pilates certification. It took about 3 months for learning. So it was 2 days a week. I think it was like 4 hours. You basically learn about anatomy. You learn about the book. You learn about everything. There's options where you can only learn just like reformer or just mat. I decided to do the whole thing. So I learned reformer, mat, chair, and Cadillac, which
was
a lot.
Which you haven't even used. I didn't even know what it was when you told me that.
The Cadillac is so much fun. It's very similar to the tower. It's just the bed doesn't move. But
and
it's
I've
really
seen
cool.
These videos. I follow people, play studios that have it. And I'm like, wow, this is so great. But you first said Cadillac, I'm like, I don't even know what that means.
I know. And it looks like a torture machine.
It does. It looks like an absolute torture
it's
machine.
So fun. You can like hang off of it and do some crazy things.
Oh my gosh. I think it's
really
awesome.
Really cool.
How long was the whole process though?
So the process of learning was 3 months.
Okay.
And then you basically have till the end of the year. So I took the course in, I think I started in March, and you have till December to finish your hours. So hours do take a lot of time. You need to do observation hours, you need to do practice teaching hours, and then you need to take classes as well. I forgot exactly how many hours. Let's just say it was too many. way too many.
So many, I don't want to tell you.
Yes, exactly. But I forgot the number because it traumatized me.
Yeah.
But I was lucky that I worked at a studio. So a lot of the girls who were getting certified had to like pop into certain studios and ask if they can observe. Some studios charge you just to watch and observe. But I was working there. So I was on the clock getting paid while I was getting my observation hours in, which was perfect.
Amazing.
Perfect.
Didn't even think of that.
Yeah. So that went really well. And then my practice teaching hours, Sarah would let me practice teach on some classes on her. So it was great. And then I would just take classes for free because some girls had to buy packages and memberships just to get their hours in. But I got it for free. So it worked out perfectly. It was really, really the best situation that I could be in. I ended up finishing it really quickly too compared to the other girls just because I had the chance to do it.
Yeah, the luxury is while you're working, you got to do the observation. Because really, if you're, I mean, I've seen the girls that sit there. I mean, they're just watching, really. You're not, if there's nothing going on, you're just kind of observing.
Yeah. I mean, it takes a long time.
So you kind of just got to kill two birds, right?
Oh my God, it was perfect.
That is so great.
Once I finished the school, Sarah instantly let me teach. So we were working together. I feel like I really got my style of teaching from her. I really do like thank her for all the work that she's put into me. There's different ways of teaching. I know that there is like classical Pilates and then there's more athletic Pilates, which is kind of what we do at the studio.
Yeah.
I just loved the way that she teach. And I think that I got a lot from her. I learned a lot from her. She put me on the schedule. I started teaching at the studio. And another luxury that I had was I knew the clients from being at the front desk. I would talk to them. I would see, I mean, whoever had like injuries or certain things, I kind of knew everybody. So going into it, I felt a lot more comfortable than just like hopping into a random studio with people that I didn't know. So I would teach like twice a week, I think. And then I started at a different studio as well that was a little closer to home. And that's basically how I got into teaching. Yeah.
Because, well, first of all, and just from when I started, I think right after I started, and correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. you were just a couple months later.
Yeah.
Or maybe you had and I just hadn't taken your classes. Yeah. But all of a sudden, Ariel was on the schedule. Yep. She was in the mornings. And you, at the beginning, you were teaching all the time.
Yeah.
You did 2 days. But
I started with 2 days, but I would sub all the time.
You were subbing all the time.
Yeah.
And it was fine. It was great. It was wonderful. It was, mm-hmm. it was fine. But you've evolved.
Oh, thank you.
So much. Just more so like, I feel like the confidence of like the teaching part.
Yeah.
Like you did all the stuff, but like, you know, now you kind of, you know, people's personalities, you know, you know, like you said, injuries, you pay attention to stuff, but your teaching, I love your classes. I actually miss taking for a while there. You were subbing if people were on vacation.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes you're there like every day.
Oh, I had a point where I was teaching 5 days a week.
Yeah,
at the
and I'm
studio.
Like, but I loved it. I wasn't like, you know, where you're like, oh,
yeah.
Like, no one was
not
saying
this one.
everyone loves your classes, and we've all kind of, you know, collectively said like in the last. I mean, this was like a year ago. Just like, what a difference.
Yeah.
And you do stuff that's so challenging and wonderful, but you really like this is your niche.
I know. I love it. I'm so happy that I got into it.
I know. And see, it's funny because. And I mean, I know you're younger and I feel like sometimes I say I'm older, but I am older. You know, that's always, the path was always like, you go to school, you
right.
go to college,
right.
you do this. And sometimes, and especially now, I feel like there's so many other things that
100%.
You can do. And yeah, of course, more education, but it doesn't matter what that kind of education
right.
is. Like in Pilates, you about the body. And I mean, you could do so many things. And I know Sarah's studio, you know, really helped you get that going and you will, you know, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Amazing. She's amazing. I fucking love Sarah. But you can then take all of your wealth of knowledge
totally.
And information and, you know, do other things. I know you also teach at other studios.
I do.
And I'm sure you learn different things from those studios.
100%. Definitely.
Which, you know, every studio is different. Every, you know, instructor is different.
Yep.
There's vibes. There's, have you ever taught at a place where you didn't like the vibe? I mean, you don't And obviously you're not there anymore, but.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I honestly ended up leaving because it wasn't the owner. It wasn't anything. It was like, it was just the way that it was run. I think there's very specific way that's, any business should be run. And I think it should be run professionally. I think that any rule should go for all clients. I think that, you know, timing is very important. I do know that people get upset when, you know, if you come in 5 minutes late, then you're allowed to take class. But it really is important because if you don't respect the instructor's time, mm-hmm. you're also not respecting your own time because you're missing out on the warm up, which is important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just think that a studio needs to be run very professionally in order for just the instructors to want to teach there and to be happy. That's very important because the studio is based off of the instructors.
100%. 1,000%.
Yeah, and if they're not happy and if they don't feel respected or if there's drama or whatever it is, then that's kind of bad for you as an owner. Yeah, it's all about
And I think sometimes, yeah, and I agree 100%. I think sometimes too, you know, you in a business, any business, it doesn't matter. I'm just going to use this as an example. You want to be like, oh, we're the cool studio. We're this, we're that. And, oh, I know this person and this and that. But at the same time, you know, there are rules. The rules are 5 minutes after or whatever the situation is, whatever the rules are, whatever the business is.
Right.
Sometimes we want to keep it in line because we want to have consistency and respect, 100%. you know, the respect the instructors, respect the people's time. Everybody's time is valuable, but also I want to get the most that I can 100%. Out of my, for me to get my butt up in the morning, especially when it's early and sometimes you don't want to, especially if it's cold and you're like, I'm so warm.
And it's dark.
I'm coming there and I want to get my full time and, you know, whatever. But yeah, I absolutely love that studio. I remember seeing, it caught my eye because her colors for her signed and, you know, is like a blue and a pink.
Yeah.
But the pink is, she had these like balloons that were outside.
Yes.
And I remember I would get my nails done two doors. So it's so funny. Her studio, you guys, and I will obviously talk about all of this and the name is called Pilates Lounge. We always joke that it's the booty lounge because that's all we ever do.
Only
but
booty.
It's in between a fucking donut shop and a Baskin Robbins. And in the morning at 6:50 or whatever, if you're going to a 7 a.m. class, which I typically do, you're like, do I go through door A or do I go to door B?
It's the real test.
It's the real test because it smells so amazing. And then after you're done, you go, your nail's done.
Yeah.
But I would see it. I saw it, you know, coming soon. And then I saw it opened up or whatever. And I was like, I should go. And one of the things just to kind of, I'm taking away from you for a second is my experience is I finally went and I remember, and Sarah still remembers, she remembers when I came in, they have a promotion too, like at first class is like $10 or something. Mm-hmm. And I came in on a Sunday and I had no idea. I had done it like one time before. The machine was totally different. It was a million years prior. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, I really want to do this. It's something I really wanted to do. And I told Sarah at the end, she's like, what do you think? And I said, I think I want to do 1 month. And I got, I don't know that I got the unlimited, but I think just, I don't remember. I think I got the 1 month unlimited. Mm-hmm. I didn't know. Okay. And then she's like, what's your goal? And I said, if I can come 3 days a week, I'll be happy. And I did that for 2 months. And then I heard some whispers from some of the morning people that were like, staying.
Yeah.
Right? There's some of them were staying. And I was like, you guys are staying for second class? Like, oh my gosh. And I sucked. It was terrible. But I knew I really wanted to do this. And I felt that it was different because it wasn't like I'm on the elliptical for an hour. This is what I would usually would do. I would go on the elliptical for an hour. Then I'd go upstairs and do weights for like a half an hour. That's what I did all the time at the gym. And after a while, you're like, poke my eyes out. It's boring. And these are always different classes, right? It's all different. And I started, I asked Sarah, like, well, I want to take two, still 3 days a week. Right away, I ended up just doing it every day.
Yeah.
Except maybe, you know, the weekends, maybe. But I'm like addicted to it. And they do. And I remember Sarah saying it's addicting.
It is.
And it really is. And when you don't do it, you feel it.
100%.
Like when you went on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
When you went to Thailand, because you were gone a while, right?
Yeah, I was gone for like 3 weeks.
I mean, I don't know if you exercised there, but when you came back into the Pilates class, were you like,
dying.
It's brand new. It's all, your body's like, I forgot every fucking thing you said.
Yes. Yes.
And I want to tell you, I've never gone in the donut shop only once in a little over 2.5 years because Charlotte wanted a donut and asked me if I could pick it up. So I announced to the class, I have to go, but it's not for me. It's just me. So Charlotte, she's cute. She's so cute. Just let her have her donut. But I adore, I absolutely love it. I love that I'm never bored. And this is a little over, so February, so 2.5 years now. I pretty much, for the most part, my schedule's kind of been a little crazy this year. I feel I haven't given, you know, but I was going 2 days a week, 5 to 6 days, or 2 times a day, 5 to 6 days.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I mean, I love it. I still struggle. I still struggle. But Sarah, you know, she'd be like, remember when you couldn't do this?
Yeah.
And it's so interesting because sometimes I don't pay attention and it's just, it's such a cleanse for your mind. Your body feels different. And I'm not talking like, oh, rapid, like weight falls off as you're walking out of there. It's so different. What I like about it is I feel, first of all, my head gets really clear, which with any exercise, right? You always feel like you need that just to kind of clear your cobwebs in your head. But also my body's different. Like I feel like my posture's better.
100%.
I feel like just everything is elongated. Yeah. I feel like I take the time to stretch.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, obviously we're doing it for, you know, you 5 minutes, 5 minutes, mm-hmm. you know, at the end, but it's like, I really do those stretches because yeah. before you'd be like, eh, yeah, I don't need to stretch, you know, whatever. You have to
save
gym.
These 5 minutes.
Yeah. I'm just going to go take off or whatever. Yeah, yeah. Or some classes, if you went to the gym and took classes, you don't stretch or anything.
Right.
And it's like, you just, it's a different aspect to your body.
Yeah.
It works everything though. Everything. And that's the thing I really, I mean, some days like yesterday, mm-hmm. Sarah, I mean, there's so many different things, but Sarah's obsessed this week.
Okay.
This week and last.
What is it this week?
Bosu ball mm-hmm. and the Bala bar mm-hmm. together with the TRX straps.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. So
this woman's crazy.
She's phenomenal. Yeah. But when she, and we joke with her, we do razz her a lot. And it's funny how she's also lightened up.
Uh-huh.
Like, because she was a little more like, sometimes she'll start laughing. I've seen her like break it. Like she will start laughing because we're like, well, did you have a bad dream last night and you're taking it out on us? But she'll get fixated on something. I mean, mm-hmm. she's so fit. She's such a great teacher.
She's amazing.
Amazing, literally. But it's so funny because we're like, oh, what is it this week, Sarah? What is it? Some days it's the chair. Oh. So, but this last week, it's Sunday, and then yesterday was the Bosu ball TRX with the beam.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, hold it up like a rod, hold it like a singer. And you're on this, you know, the Bosu ball, your legs are shaking. I like last night I was like, I can't even move. Like even this morning getting out of the car, I was like, I'm going to kick Sarah's ass later. But I love it. Right.
Cause
you know, and everyone kind of jokes with me because of mm-hmm. my personality. And as you have seen, you know, I try to make light of stuff. I just say whatever, you know.
And we love it.
And a lot of people tell me, like, that's all what we're thinking.
It changes the dynamic.
Don't say it. And when it's quiet, people are like, yeah, it's just different.
Yeah.
And so there's a good rhythm with the people that are there.
Totally.
Obviously, other ones, certain people are a little more vocal. Like yesterday's class with Sarah, everyone was just like, you know, just razzing her.
Yeah.
Just like, what are you doing to us?
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes you can hear like a fly fart, you know, and you're like, oh gosh, come on, guys.
Because
we're all thinking the same thing. Like, this hurts.
Yeah.
Like, this hurts.
I'm thinking the same thing with you. I mean, sometimes I look at you guys and I'm like, I feel bad. Like, well, at least I'm not in this class.
Man, I'm sure glad I'm not taking this one. I'll feel this. But it has totally changed my life. And then I think for you, you're now also, you're getting, I mean, yeah, of course, Sarah, of course, the studio. But then you branch off and you're probably learning different aspects of, you know, without being, I mean, because that's your family. I mean, Sarah's... She's going to be her mother-in-law. I don't care what anyone says. They've been together since, I mean, forever.
Yeah, 6 years.
Almost 6 years.
Yeah.
And you're not even 21.
Nope.
She can't even drink legally, guys, in the United States. She can't drink legally. She's been with somebody for 6 years.
Yep, it's crazy.
Up until my husband, I had no relationship that was 6 years. So this is happening. But and Sarah's amazing and wonderful, but it is also nice to probably see other people and how they do things.
Yes, for sure. And I learn a lot from everybody. I mean, I always talk to my parents and I'm like, I love that I get to see different businesses, different types of people running their own thing. And I get to take the good and what I like. And then I also get to see the negative and mm-hmm. the things that I don't agree with. And then when I open up my own place in the future, hopefully,
you know,
I'll get to take the good and I'll get to learn from the bad, which is what I just love. I think that it's a very important step as an instructor, especially since I started out young. I have a lot of time to kind of try out different things, go see new places, see different types of clientele. I mean, I even think that like the area you work in really does have a certain type of clientele. So for example,
100%, 1,000,000%.
Yeah. Like the one in Chatsworth, we have a mix of like Chatsworth and Porter Ranch. People are great. People are amazing. And then we have like, you know, when I used to work out in West Hills, there was a lot of just like different people. I work in Calabasas now as well.
Very different
vibes. Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy. In the Chatsworth one, there's a lot of people who like to come in the evening because, you know, people have jobs and they have kids. And the one in Calabasas, I mean, the morning classes are super full. And then there's like less interest in the evenings, I think mostly because the women don't really work and they just, you know, they're stay-at-home moms. So they have more time during the day, in the mornings, later in the morning. But you really do see the different clienteles in each area.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I'm sure you learn you know, different things in personalities, but down and business aspects. But one day you're going to own your own studio. I think ultimately that would be the goal, right? So let's just say hypothetically. But also, not every business, even if their business, you know, you see things that you don't agree with, you know, they're also learning too. Like I know 100%. With my own business, I mean, there are things that I, you know, not everything is platinum.
Right.
Not every decision I make is gold. Not everything is wonderful. And I've done some things that I'm like, oof, you know, looking back, I'd be like, well, I probably wouldn't have done that now.
Right.
But so that's the good thing is because, you see it and, you know, and they also are learning. And it's nice when you have instructors that are not just there. I feel like instructors for Pilates, though, really are invested in the, in just the whole aspect of Pilates itself.
Yes.
It's not just like, oh, it's a paycheck. Maybe for some people it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get that vibe. I mean, I'm sure there are some instructors I don't see. I mean, I see a lot of the same ones because I try to go to other ones. It's just hard. My schedule is just jacked and I have a tiny person and she still likes to hang out with mommy. Okay, let's take a quick break. Click the like, subscribe, or follow button on any platform that you're using and that will give you notifications when the next episode drops. Now back to the show. With that, you feel how important these classes are to the instructor, too.
Mm-hmm.
I feel, at least at Sarah's studio and at a couple other studios I've gone to, and it's not just like, hurry up, let's get done. I know there are certain places that it's just like a machine.
Yeah.
And, you know, come in, these are the rules, this is this, blah, blah, blah. You know, they just pump it in, pump it out.
Right.
But these are a little more intimate. They're more boutique.
Yeah.
Which I think for a lot of people who can't maybe afford privates all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, there's not that many people in the class.
Right.
You know what I mean? For the most part. I mean, there's some studios, four, five machines, maybe six. Sarah has eight machines. And it is very, you get to make these relationships with people.
Definitely.
People care. Like you come in and you're like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen you. Is everything okay?
It's like a family.
Yeah, it's really nice. And that's also another reason why I think it is addicting. It really is. Like I feel yuck when I don't, I'm not able to go. I'm kind of mad or... You know, I'm just like, oh man, I haven't been like, you know, a couple weeks ago, I didn't go for like 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, first of all, I felt it that next day.
Yeah.
I was like, I forgot everything my body is talking about the whole time. But I have really noticed a change just in my body, my mind.
Yeah.
You know, I really enjoy it. I really do.
It is. It's amazing.
I absolutely love it. And you teach at other studios. And is there things that you... have seen, I know you teach other studios, so that's just one sentence, but you can say this openly, can say this openly. What is one of your biggest pet peeves that you have when you, with not specific people, but just in general in a class, what is one of your top two pet peeves? I bet there's two. I know what one of them's got to be.
There's a little more than two. No.
Okay. You can say as many as you want, but if you can't think of any, give me two, because I know there is.
Well, just how I was saying before, respect to the instructor is kind of a big deal. Just because you were saying, we really do take each class. I mean, at least speaking for myself, I take each class as like my baby. Like I really want each class to be amazing. I want people to feel like they went in there and they gave their all and they enjoyed. I want to give everybody my full attention. So I would love your full attention, especially with Pilates. There's a lot of ways you can get injured, especially if you're more in an advanced class and we're doing lighter springs or if we're standing up. There's so many ways you can get hurt, which is why it's important to have an instructor that's present, that's paying attention, that's looking around, that's fixing people. And so a pet peeve of mine is if anybody's just, I would say if anyone's on their phone, I think that's pretty broad. But if you're, I mean,
if you're
again,
going to a class and you're on your phone.
Yeah, I mean, it's 50 minutes.
I know. It's like, come on. I agree. I see it. I don't see it a ton, but I do see it a little bit.
Yeah.
And you're just like.
And we're all human and we all need our phones. Me especially. And if there's an emergency, I totally understand. I know a lot of, you know, you guys are moms and you need to check up on your kids and that's totally fine. But if you are like taking a phone call in the middle of class or just like texting your friend, I've had one class and someone was on FaceTime during my class and I was like, oh, Okay. Is your friend joining us?
Oh, is this a friend class for her? No.
But yeah, and again, I don't mind it. It's just if you're focused on other things and not like my cues, you can get hurt. If you're taking a step out of class, if you're going outside, if you're going to the restroom, even if you're on your reformer and you're just sitting, fine.
Yes.
But if you're actively doing a workout while on your phone, it just stresses me out. It just scares me.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of different ways, again, to hurt yourself. And I'm pretty traumatized. So,
So there's this thing. So it's funny is because this has happened a few times with Ariel's classes, and it's when you're doing certain things on these reformers, because they move. It's moving parts, you guys. Oh, yeah. It's moving parts. Unless you have like every weight, you know, on it, the thing's moving. Right. So you have to be so careful. And in the beginning, you know, I was like, oh, I got this. And then I'm like, oh, I don't. But, you know, people have fallen forward.
Yes.
If you're trying to like get up on your knees. And Ariel had told me about this, like, you know, she's always worried about people falling, especially when you're getting on your knees and you have like the straps and you're going. Yep. And somebody did fall. Yep. And like, it really traumatized her.
Yeah.
But Sarah's thing is, it's not that it's funny when she says it, but she's so like, I feel like
so
she's
so serious.
She's so serious. She's like, if you don't do this, you will fall on your face.
Yep. Yes.
And I'm like, Sarah. And she's like, I mean, you will.
Yeah.
And so, and I still, there's a couple people that still kind of just, I think, push the boundary there. And I've seen them just eat shit.
Yeah.
And
it happens more than you think.
Oh, I can only imagine. Yeah. I mean, I just think, oh my gosh. Actually, the other day, I didn't eat shit 100%, but I ate shit 50%.
Like halfway. Mm-hmm.
But it was one of those things where we were getting on and I'm going to, you know, pull a thing. And I just, whatever. But half of my left half went on all the springs in the well. And I was like, and the girl next to me was like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm totally fine. And then I'm like, totally hurt. And now I see. Now I'm always very conscious too, because I have like gone to pull the straps and kind of gone forward a little quicker. But there's a couple people I've seen just kind of do their own thing.
Yeah, people are very confident on the machines.
They are. And I'm like, and you know, what's funny is there's one that's a little bit older and very confident. And I'm like, you know, we got to be mindful because, you know, and I've hurt myself without doing anything.
Yeah.
Like a year ago doing the TRX, I don't know what we were doing on the TRX, but somehow, whatever the way my foot was, I like pulled the middle of my calf, right?
Oh, gosh.
But I didn't know till like later on that day. I was like, it like kind of hurt, whatever. I remember. And then I got up. I couldn't even walk. It felt like I had a grapefruit.
Oh,
like if
you
had like a Charlie horse, you know, they call us Charlie horses in the middle of the night. But it felt like I had a grapefruit in the middle of my calf. And it felt then like someone had just pummeled it.
Oh, no.
For like 4 days, I didn't go because I'm like, I can't even stand totally straight.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was a nothing injury. That wasn't me falling. But Sarah, even yesterday, she's like, so when we do this, be careful so you don't fall on your face. And I'm like, because Ariel has PTSD from this. And she's like laughs and, you know, we kind of smile about it. But it's just funny. But I would think as an instructor, just what I observe too, and it's not, you know, anybody bad or good or indifferent.
Right.
It's just how many people really don't listen to what their instructor is saying.
Oh, yes.
Like maybe a little conversation's happening.
Yeah.
How many times in a class do you repeat the springs?
Oh, my gosh. A million.
A million.
And I'll tell you what, I got used to it at this point. And when I was learning to teach, Sarah always told me, imagine like your clients are kindergartners. Imagine like they're little kids and explain things to them like they're little kids. And I mean, to some extent, it's kind of true.
100%.
People are, we're always thinking, we get distracted easily. Or we're having little side conversation, which is totally fine. I'm at the point where I'm just like, I'm used to it. I know I'm going to say this thing probably five times until people actually put the correct springs on.
Yeah.
And then even after the five times, I'll have someone doing a move and they're like, well, this doesn't feel right. And I'm like, what springs do you have on? And they're like, oh,
none of the ones
three
you
reds.
Said.
And I'm like, well, you're supposed to be on a white, you know? So yeah, a lot. But
there's been a couple times where I want to be like, two fucking reds. She said it 12 times, but I don't say it. I think it, but I get it. I understand. And it is true. Cause you just, you know, and there's been times where I've been sitting there or, you know, one of the things I catch myself doing, because a lot of the moves I know, I don't know perfect, but I know what like you're going to do, not always what you're going to do next, but kind of what the move is.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm not, I'll listen, but I'm not hearing it.
Totally.
And so it'll be like, you're supposed to have a straight leg, or you're supposed to have this. And I just kind of laugh because I'm like, oh, here I am talking shit to other people who aren't listening, and I'm like doing my own thing.
Yeah.
But so Sarah's son is your boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Does he do Pilates with you?
He does not. He's actually never done Pilates ever.
Which is funny because Sarah talks about her husband, how like the couple times he'll come in, he's like, wait, I'm not.
No. So Sarah has two sons. She's the only girl in the house, and her, none of the boys have done Pilates, not her husband, not the two sons. And they don't want to. I mean, we've tried to convince at least Colin, my boyfriend, forever. And yeah, they're not interested. Yeah. Since birth. Yeah.
You know what's funny? I know you probably see this on Instagram. I mean, I say Instagram cause I feel like I'm on Instagram more, but I don't go on TikTok cause I'm too old apparently to go on TikTok, but,
no one's too old,
but Instagram, I see a lot of these things where they'll have like, football guys.
Oh, I've seen
or
those.
Like soccer guys.
Yeah.
Or like even like just gym rats.
Yeah.
Like
and
come
like
on.
Struggling, shaking.
But they're like, yeah, my girlfriend's gonna make me go to this easy peasy, you know, kind of thing. And they get there and they are dying.
Dying.
And it makes me just think that a lot of men think, you know, I don't want to speak for everybody, but a lot of men probably think, oh, Pilates. Like it's more of a chick thing.
Oh yes.
But I'm telling you, it is like the videos are so funny. You see them actually like kind of saying after like, holy
this
shit.
This is insane.
Insanity. Yeah. And these are like football, like professional football players. And I love watching that because you see them. I mean, their leg is like shaking. And that's how it was for me. You know, it still is.
Yeah.
I mean, yesterday my leg was shaking without me doing anything.
Yeah.
But it's just interesting because I think that sometimes there's that misconception.
Oh, definitely.
You don't see a lot, unless it's like maybe a spouse coming with their, you know, or something.
Right.
I feel that men doing the class, I think that they would appreciate
for sure
how hard it is.
Definitely.
If they, I want more guys to come.
Me too.
You know, I really do.
Every time I see a guy come in, I'm like, I feel like a witch. I'm like, like you're in for a treat. And then I just completely humble them.
Yeah.
And they walk out and they're like shaking. And I'm like,
I love
it. How was class?
No, I love
it. And the girlfriends are like laughing and I'm like, I just love it. I love it.
I remember a while ago, I have a weird memory of certain shit, but yet I walk into a kitchen and I'm like, why did I come in the kitchen? But one time you were teaching a class and I know, I remember it was you.
Okay.
I pray it was. I'm praying it was you now that I'm saying this. A guy comes in and it was, I want to say it was still a morning class, I think.
Okay.
It had to be. I don't think it was a night class because I rarely go to night just because of my schedule.
Right.
He came in wearing like pajama bottoms.
I remember
like
that.
Christmas pajama bottoms and like a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And I think we were doing like some stuff with TRX or the spring wall.
Okay.
And I remember thinking to myself,
what do you think you're coming
like,
to
I
do?
Like, I mean, you don't need to wear like booty butt huggers, but I'm like, why are you in a exercise class? First of all, in general, it doesn't even matter what it is. You can think it's lame or you can think it's amazing. Why are you in flowy pajama pants? And he was like trying to like, I think kind of trying to play it cool. Like it was fine.
Yeah.
But he was like shaking and dying. I'm like, you're wearing the most inappropriate, like SpongeBob SquarePants or like stupid shit pants like that. And I was just like,
Where are you coming to?
And I'm like, I wish more guys would come because the energy I think is also very different with men too. And especially in exercising kind of format. I wish they wouldn't. I know
me
there's
too.
Probably a little bit of a stigma there or they think like, oh, I'm not going to waste my time.
No
I'm going to go and lift, you know,
I'm
going to bench press 280.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know what? Three red springs and, you know, really you'll notice something.
Add in a magic circle and you're done.
And you're done. You throw in the booty band and you're out of here. So there's different. It's just, I wish there was more guys. I wish it was
me too.
Thing where there was more men that
me
come because I do think it also kind of raises, like you want to raise the bar too because
totally.
They're there. And it's just, you know, it's different.
It's funny. It's very funny.
It is funny. Those videos just crack me up.
They're hilarious.
I'm like, and they're dying.
Oh, yes.
And actually, they had one where the guy, he face planted in the thing, in the well.
No.
And were you doing the thing where they tell you, slow down, don't do this, don't do this. But yeah, I going back to pet peeves because that's how my brain works because we were talking about that. I don't know why. Also, I don't know. I understand people bring their waters or their drinks.
Oh, yes.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
we're thirsty. I am not somebody who likes to drink when I'm working out. Yeah. I may take a sip in between classes, mm-hmm. but that I don't like that feeling of like, you know, if especially
just
if you drink
the water, just
like you can hear like water and stuff. And I just, I don't, after I'm definitely thirsty or I'll go in my and die. But when people have like cans open or coffees open on the floor where you're maneuvering.
And where they almost every single time spill it.
100%. And it's always when it's the fullest too. It's never when it's that last sip because, or, you know, maybe the Stanley and they have the straw and it falls. But I've seen it more when it's like a can open or a, maybe, a, you know, like a cup. And I'm like, we don't have a big spot, but we're constantly doing stuff.
Yeah. And we're always moving around.
Moving. You're standing up, you're grabbing this, you're doing this, you're getting the springs, whatever you're doing, you're the mat, whatever. And I'm like, I would never just have it sitting there.
Yeah.
And it'll spill everywhere. And they're like, oh, whoops.
I can't believe it spilled.
Yeah. And I'm like, it's a full thing open. Like, put it to the side.
Come on.
Like, put
I know.
It against
we
the
have
wall.
Cubbies. We have.
We have cubbies. Yeah. You're not drinking it that whole time. And
you're
if not, get up, especially if it's like an open cup.
Yeah.
I don't know why. That just is like my own personal, like I just sit there and this one girl one time, it was not that long ago. Mm-hmm. I swear to God, she had a 90 ounce glass and or cup and the whole thing. I mean, it was
a pool.
It was a swimming pool. And she's like, with two tissues, she comes out. I'm like, you need a blanket. And she's, and then finally, I think Sarah or whoever was like, don't worry, we're over here kind of thing. But that, I don't know why. That's just, that's my own personal thing. It's just kind of funny because I'm sure you see like so many things.
Oh, yes, I have. I think honestly, out of my 2.5 years of teaching, I think I've seen it all.
Oh, yeah. I bet you have.
I've seen it all.
And how many people tell you it's hot? And turn on the air.
Oh, always. And then I'll have like two people in class and one of them is like, oh, I'm sweating, turn down the air. And one of them is like, oh, I'm freezing. Please turn off the air. And you're like, what do I do?
This is so stressful. It's like cutting the wires to a bomb. I don't know what to do. Do I put on the air? Do I open the door? And then you open the door and you're afraid like a homeless person's going to come in.
Yeah.
Or when they do the car show and Smokey Joe's, they're all out there smoking and you're like, oh my God, I just inhaled four cigarettes while the door
while
was
I'm
open.
Working out.
Exactly. While I'm working out, I'm trying to be healthy.
Perfect.
And it's also very funny too, not funny, haha, but it's so interesting to hear for me. And I think this is just, and I joke with everybody, so it's not like I'm being bitchy because I'm not, because I say it to their face, but they come in and they talk about their color palettes of their outfits. And it's great, right? You get new outfits, new colors, but it's like a whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like everyone, oh my God, you're wearing this, you're wearing this. And I was like, I never paid attention before, I guess. Or maybe I just did, you know, I mean, I always had workout or sports bra, but it's like, oh, did you get the dusty rose?
Yes.
I got the dusty rose. Did you get the sage green? And then they're talking, you got that? Well, you know what? I'm going to go in my cart after the class. I'm going to go. And then it's a whole other thing. And I'm like, this is hours of listening.
Half of it is just a shopping experience.
It is.
You're like, oh, I like that. And I like that. And I'm adding that to my cart.
Yeah. And some of the girls, you know, some of the women will come in and they're like, bringing Sarah like, oh, I liked this, so I got you one. And I'm just like, oh my God, this is a whole thing. It's so funny to me because I never would be like, hey, is that the sage green newest drop from, you know, wherever?
I love that espresso brown.
I know. And it's all fun and it looks, you know, it's great, but it's just so funny because I'm like, sometimes I'll be looking at my phone and then I'm hearing this conversation. I'm like, holy shit, they're really diving into this.
Oh, yes.
So I actually, and I've talked to you about it, I've been waiting for Sarah to do it. And I know she's kind of, you know, I know there were some hiccups along the way, but I really want to do the certification. And I think it's going to—
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I actually do. I don't know how great of an instructor I will be in terms of, I want to do it more for, I want to do it for myself.
Okay.
Because I really see this being a path of my life. I when I say
that.
It's changed my life, I mean, yes, there's other things. I go to spin. I do some training and weights and stuff. But like, you know, kettlebells and that type of thing. But I absolutely love this. And I think it's something that if, you know, I like physically going to the class. But if you wanted to, I know you could stream classes and do them at home.
There's so many things
And there's
you can
so
do.
Many things. Yeah. But I want to do it for myself, I think, as a fun thing. But I actually kind of think I want to put my toe— Don't worry, I'm not getting out of organizing, you guys, because I love it and I'll do it forever. But I do think, and so Sarah has whispered again that possibly maybe like end of September, October.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I understand not doing it in summer because people who have to go, like you said, 2 days a week.
Right.
Or I'm sorry, you know, you did two out, what did you do? 2 days a week?
It was 2 days a week. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, you know, certain times. And if your kids are home and if you, they're not in school, like yeah. it's, so I know in fall, things kind of calm down yeah. in terms of the home front. So especially when the kids go back to school. So I yes. was like, okay. Also, it would have been hard for me too, because I have, you know, with Charlotte's schedule and everything. So, but I'm hoping it happens, because I'd really like
you
to take it with Sarah. And I know there's other ones and there's a couple other places I've talked to, but I'm hoping logistically Sarah's is the best. It is 6 minutes from my house.
Yes.
I literally get in the car and I drive a straight shot 6 minutes. And
amazing.
Sometimes I hit all the lights in the morning and it's like
best.
5 minutes.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm like, this is the most amazing thing ever. So logistically it would make sense. I love how Sarah teaches.
Me too.
I love Sarah. She's amazing.
I think you'd be great.
I would like to. I don't know. I'm like, I feel like I think I could do it.
I think you'd be amazing at it. First of all, you've been taking classes for so long, but half of being a good instructor is being a friendly person. And if you have a good personality and if you know how to connect with people and if the jokes you make in class, I mean, practically half the class, I'm just listening to you. I love hearing everything you have to say.
I have a lot to say, guys.
She does have a lot to say, but it's only good things. I think you'd be great. I mean, I think you should definitely go for it. And there's so many places you could do it. I think it would be amazing if you could do it with Sarah, but you could do it anywhere.
I could. And I actually... in January was going to do it at another studio because okay. Sarah hadn't even mentioned that she was thinking about it. So that was okay. the whole thing. But I missed the cutoff. I missed the cutoff of, it was like, oh, it has to be done by this date. Mm-hmm. And I didn't pay attention to the email and whatever. Okay. And that's fine. And then it was like, I asked Sarah, you know, there were some hiccups along the way. It's a process.
It is.
It's a whole, you have to make a whole thing. It's
Definitely.
Not just like, oh, let me just teach you. It's
yeah.
like, you got to, there's certification, there's writing,
yes.
there's manuals,
there's
all those things. And I would love to do it just for logistically as
yeah.
well as I do love Sarah. But if not, and it doesn't happen, I will. I really believe this is...
You should go for
it. I said 2025, I'm going to do it at some point. So
let's do it. You're halfway through 2025.
I know. And there was the summer. I was like, oh, let's do it in the summer. And then no one was really doing them in the summer. I looked online
yeah.
and it made sense, I think.
Yeah.
I just completely... I just love it so much. I haven't gotten sick of it. I think at this point, and I say this, I'm almost at 750 classes.
That is
if
crazy.
Not 750. And in the last like 3 months, I will say my classes have probably gone down 50%. Partly because everything was a wait list for there was this
yeah.
like crazy period of time where
yeah.
which is great. It's a great thing to have.
Oh,
when
yeah.
when you're on the back end. I'm like, these guys need to stop
yeah.
taking all the classes.
Yeah.
And then also my schedule's been a little wonky, so I do miss some of the classes and going at night is not really an option, to
mm-hmm.
be honest. But I love how you teach.
Mm.
I love that you can just see the development of your growth
mm-hmm.
in Pilates just from when you first started.
Mm-hmm.
You talked a little softer.
Right.
I never felt like you were shy about it. I just think you were just finding your groove.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I mean, your classes are hard. Your Wednesday classes are usually solidly booked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wasn't there, so I'm sure there was one opening for my tears were on the thing. But no, I mean, it's just your classes are booked. Everybody loves your style and they love your classes. But because you also have that same personality,
mm-hmm.
it's a good vibe to have. I mean,
mm-hmm.
there's been a few instructors that I've seen that you're like, okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And maybe they haven't found their groove yet, you
right.
know?
Right, yeah. And it's
And that's okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, you've absolutely, when you started, it was great and it was
mm-hmm.
fine, but now it's like at a different level.
I feel that way too.
And you're... confidence, I guess, or maybe
mm-hmm.
just your voice strength
yeah.
and just how you feel. And you can tell with Ariel when she's really excited because she knows the move is going to be really challenging.
Uh-huh.
She also is really excited when in between classes, she'll go over like kind of not secret covert ops, but she'll go over to kind of practice to make sure we won't die
yes.
when you're going to do it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
then she'll be like, oh, okay.
This
yeah, I'll
one.
Hear. This is a good one. And she'll go back over, drink her coffee because coffee's her jam.
Oh yeah, I need it.
And but it's just interesting. But it your classes are amazing and fun. And I know I can't follow you to the other studios you teach because of every time and
yeah.
everything takes forever from one side of the valley to
Tell
the other.
Tell me about it.
In your brain, you're like, this should take 12
yep.
minutes. Why is it 42 minutes? Like one
Crazy.
Day it was 42 minutes for me to go to Woodland Hills, and I'm like, shooting myself. Yeah. I'm like, so many classes are on Ventura. So many classes. There's so many good studios. Of course, I'm partial to Sarah's studio, but there's so many amazing studios.
Are.
But sometimes I'm like, I can't do that. There's no way in the morning I'll make it.
Yeah.
So one day you're going to own your own studio. Mm-hmm. Do you want to have it? Like, would you have a studio out of your home? Like a personal studio, or would you actually like rent a place?
Well, realistically, I would want to open up my own place. I think the way that I've seen certain studio owners get their clientele, I've seen it happen through their home. And I think it's a great idea to start off with, especially if you don't know how many people will follow you if you do potentially open up a place. I mean, we're in LA, things are expensive. If you rent out a place and you buy all the reformers and you buy all the equipment and you just can't seem to get people into the classes, it's so much money.
It's so much money.
So I think definitely starting from your home is a good option. However, I don't think that that would be my end goal. I would want to have my own place. I would want to have a brand of its own. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want people to just come into my home. I think business and home should be like a separate thing. I think it's amazing to start off with, but having my own place is the dream. It definitely is.
It is. That's a good dream.
Yeah.
The one thing though, and I've been reading about it just because I'm, you know, it's like I said, it's very interesting to me is, right now, Pilates is the number one.
Oh, yeah.
The number one thing that the number one, you know, health, fitness, all of that activity, course of life, change of life. You know, there's some people that are yogis and all that. And yoga's not really my jam. I know this sounds terrible. I do like hot yoga because I feel like you're cleansing all the yuck.
Yes.
But I don't, yoga is not for me because I feel like it's, I don't need to learn how to breathe. I need to learn how to strengthen stuff. And I know there's more to that, but I feel like it's just a lot of breathing and it's just not my jam. But there are people that are total yogis. But right now, Pilates has been the top growing, like it's there. So it is a little saturated, especially in the LA market.
Yes.
So I know that that is something also so expensive rent.
Tell me about the machines.
But if you have the clientele, you have the stuff, that's great. But it is a little saturated in
LA.
It is. Or where we are.
Yeah.
Because there's places I drive by and I'm like, when the hell did this pop up?
Or, and there's like studios right by each other too. Like there's a studio everywhere.
Everywhere. And I like some of them I didn't even know. And I'll drive down the street. I'm like, I didn't even know there was a studio.
Yeah.
Or you'll see it pop up on Instagram as like a little like ad, like, oh, we're opening, you know, next week. And I'm like, that's like it's just crazy. So sometimes I think, you know, because it's so fast growing, I don't see it dying off though. I feel like it's like a cult.
I don't see it dying off. I do, however, obviously thinking about my future, it does kind of, intimidate. It does kind of intimidate me because there's a lot of these studios that are opening that the owners are not Pilates instructors. They just see something happening and they're like, oh, I want something trendy and I want to bring in money. And they just hire whatever instructors and they just advertise the shit out of the place and they make everything aesthetic with the nude and the beige and the marble and people want to go and then they kind of take away from the real Pilates aspect. Because if you don't know what Pilates is as an owner and you don't know who to hire as an instructor, people aren't getting what they are coming to get.
Yeah. 1,000%.
And it's scary.
1,000%. And you're so right. I mean, with anything, like people get on this, you know, open up a business and you're like, like when you worked retail and then somebody will come in and be like, oh, I'm the manager. I've never worked retail a day in your life or whatever the situation is. And you're like, well, how do you know?
Right.
You've never worked, you know, here. Well, how do you know? And Pilates, like Sarah is, she's eyeball deep in Pilates.
Totally.
I mean, she is like Pilates, you know, I didn't even realize how far her background went. And, you know, her people have followed her from, you know, other previous lives that she's had in Pilates Town. So it's, but it's like, she is in it. And then she does the classes right next to you. And then she's teaching the classes. And you, you know Pilates. Like, how do you own a place and not be it?
It's crazy.
Like you said, they want like a quick, like a fast money. They think it's a, you know, a cash cow. Well, first of all, it's not.
It's not.
Because you got to have clients. And second of all, that equipment is not cheap.
It's expensive.
It's so expensive. I never realized.
On it. And then you need more equipment to just, you know, switch up your classes and make things different. And there's so much money that goes into owning a studio that in the end of the day, I don't even know how much money you could make. I mean, sure, if you have people on active memberships and you have a lot of clients, I don't know if I would necessarily be doing it even for the money. I would just be doing it because I love it and that's my life. And I want people to experience.
Yeah, because I mean, really, you start, you know, you start thinking about that. But to think that someone's opening something like this, where it's such, I mean, this is, when did Mr. Pilates, Joseph Pilates, when did the 50s? Wasn't it the 50s or something? I mean, I don't even know. I feel like I should because I've been, I feel like people talk about it, but let's say the 50s.
Let's say it.
He did it. He invented it. He created this whole thing. And, you know, imagine if you're just like, oh, I'm just going to open Pilates. I've never touched it. And you're coming in and like not workout clothes and you're not, you know, engaging. The instructors are going to be like, okay, this is great. And then the people are going to be like, okay, this is not great.
Yeah.
Because if you ask the owner, they just are looking, you know, so that's just interesting. I didn't even think of that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they see something. But I can't believe like how it's grown just since I started. Like I said, I'm driving down the street, same streets I drive on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's two new places.
Oh, yes.
And sometimes I'm like, I should go check it out. And then there's a last thing before we kind of wrap up, because I know I could talk forever.
Me too.
Something I have heard, I saw it on social media.
Okay.
And then one of the girls in the class was telling me about this other studio that just opened, I guess, kind of by our place. But they were... One of the things on social media, and the woman actually ended up getting fired. She was an instructor, or I don't think she was an owner. She was an instructor, saying that people over a certain weight cannot do Pilates. Okay, so she went on social media.
I saw that TikTok.
Right? Oh, yeah. So I saw it on Instagram, and it was like this woman was like, I don't even know why.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, if you're, let's just say 200 pounds.
Yeah.
She said something like that, right? And she's going on and on about, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Right? And I'm like thinking, first of all, we joke about, you know, people's sometimes, you know, I'll see somebody's outfit and I'll be like, what the hell are they wearing? Mm-hmm. I never say anything about someone who's working out. Okay.
Ever.
Because they're taking that time. 100%. I'm the same way. Like I, you know, I do not have the most amazing body, but here's the thing. I'm there. Mm-hmm. I'm trying.
You're and showing up for yourself.
I'm showing up for myself. Yeah. I care. I'm here.
Yes.
Okay. So for when she said that, I was like, holy shit. Well, disgusting. Right away, she got like fired.
Yeah, I saw that.
Right?
Yeah.
But then one of the girls in our class or one of the women in our class, she went to the studio that just opened. Let's say this was like 3 weeks ago. She told me this outside. And she said that the owner... So her friend, I can't remember the girl's name. The woman's name. I can't remember the woman's name in our studio. Her friend is going to be an instructor there who's not at anything to do with the studio we're at.
Okay.
So she went to go take a class because it's going to open and she's going to be an instructor.
Okay.
And the woman who owned the class was having a photography session. And she overheard her saying, don't photograph the new instructor.
No.
Because she's not the picture.
Yeah.
Like, and what is the picture? To me, someone who's healthy, strong, who's showing up. So she overheard that. And she was telling me this. She goes, I wanted to die for her. And they're like, don't take her. Even though she's going to be an instructor there.
That is terrible.
I was like, why is the
that
people,
is terrible.
Why are people so terrible? Like you're there, you're showing up and you hired her to be an instructor,
it's
but you don't have the
horrible.
Belief that she, like, she's not, I couldn't believe that. So I don't know what happened after that. Like I said, it was like 3 weeks ago, but I was outside. I was like, that actually is really shitty.
It is.
And disgusting.
It is. It is.
And
if you are an owner and you think that you can just judge people, I mean, you're in the career of health and fitness and moving your body and whoever comes through your door, you need to push them to show up. You need to be proud of them. You need to praise them for all their hard work, for their growth. For, I mean, why does anybody step foot into a fitness studio if they don't want to better themselves, if they don't want to feel healthier, feel better, move their body, or even just for their mind as well. I completely think that's horrible. And especially, I mean, I'm very sensitive to these things as well, because when I was growing up, I was a really, really chubby kid.
Me too. I've struggled my whole life.
My whole entire life. I mean, I've had a horrible relationship with self-image, with self-confidence, with food, with working out. I wasn't always into fitness. I mean, up until I went into high school, I was a larger child. And I'm glad that I went into this world. But if someone would have made me feel a certain way, even with a small little comment, it would really get to me. Even if I would hear things in the background, it's terrible. It's so terrible. So I 100% want to give power to any person who steps foot into the door and is interested in even trying it out. I think,
oh my gosh, absolutely.
Whoever you are and whatever age, whatever gender, and however you look, and if you want to try it, come try it. And that's really all that matters. I don't think that anybody should look a certain way or...
And you know, and sometimes people on two levels, yeah. A boutique type of place is intimidating.
It is.
Right? Because there's only eight people, right?
Right. You
can't really hide.
Right.
Right? So when you go to a gym, like a, you know, LA Fitness or a 24-hour fitness, any of these gyms,
yeah.
You know, some of those classes that they have, there might be 50 people in that class.
Right.
You can kind of sneak back in the corner.
Right.
If you don't know what you're doing. But here,
totally.
You can't. Like... You can, you know, when you're, the instructors are going back and
yeah.
forth, they're going to catch everything, whatever.
Yeah.
So for them to even show up there, I've struggled my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge thing. I have so many issues with, like you said, self-esteem.
Totally.
But I always have been active. And so even though when I feel like down on myself, I've always mm-hmm. tried to remain active. I
yeah.
will never make a fun of somebody because most people that don't go, that maybe need to
yeah.
kind of get back into the health swing of things,
mm-hmm.
they don't want to go because they're intimidated.
Yeah.
They're afraid people are going to make fun of them.
Right.
Or because they don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know what I mean? So for the fact that they're even getting up, signed up for the class and showing up, doesn't matter
it's
if it's
amazing.
A Pilates or if it's walking around your block.
100%.
Like, I'm like, I hope that's not a trend with this whole like, I'm like, are you kidding me? It doesn't matter. You put on workout pants and you said, today I'm going to do this.
100%.
And if you say shit like that, that's why those person's going to go home and probably
100%.
Drown their sorrows
yeah.
in the thing that you do. You,
yeah.
you know, you maybe emotionally eat or whatever.
Yeah.
And that just really fucking pissed me off when I heard that.
It pisses me off too. It's disgusting.
It is. And it's just...
It's terrible.
And like I said, this has changed my life. Now, am I a supermodel? No. But have I noticed a difference in my body? I have.
100%. And that's what Pilates is for. Pilates is not going to make you lose 30 pounds. Pilates is there to strengthen you, to
yep.
elongate you, to make you flexible, to improve your posture, to even just calm your thoughts. It's really all about like the mind and the body and the connection. You're not going to go to Pilates and go outside and eat like shit and come and take a Pilates class and lose 30 pounds. You're not.
No, you're not.
You're not. But if you're healthy and you have an active lifestyle and maybe you do Pilates 3 times a week and then you go on a walk and you have your 10,000 steps and then you take a little workout class here and there and you eat healthy, of course you're going to lose weight. I mean, that's life. That's
yeah.
that's what it is.
Right.
But Pilates isn't about that. Pilates is about bettering yourself, feeling good, improving things that people don't think they need to improve even. Just
yeah. And you know what blew my mind? I mean, so we could talk
yeah.
forever. What also blew my mind is for a period of time, we have older people in the classes
yes,
too.
Oh, yes, we do. Oh, yes,
I mean, there
we
was
do.
That one lady I haven't seen her in a while.
I haven't either.
Yeah, so I don't know. But
I
she was 90. She's 91.
I was talking about, we have a woman who's older, but she has Parkinson's.
Isn't that her? Remember?
Well, no. Well, there's...
Oh.
There's two.
Oh, okay.
One of them doesn't have Parkinson's.
Okay.
The other one's just a superstar. I mean, they're both superstars, but one of them, I think she was around that age. I'm not quite sure, but she had Parkinson's and she had it bad. Like she shakes everywhere, like from her whole body. And when she steps foot on the reformer, it's like it goes away. Like, I don't even know how to explain it, but
it's just so, it makes me so happy.
It's amazing. In the beginning, she couldn't even take a seat on the reformer. And now she'll do standing up work. She'll do lunges on the platform. She'll do standing splits. I mean, incredible. And that's why Pilates really is for anybody, for all ages, for anyone. I mean, people with injuries and people recovering from things and pregnancy and postpartum. And I mean, there's not a single person that can't come in and take a Pilates class.
Oh my gosh. And it is, yeah. And I mean, when I would see that, I'd be like, I cannot even complain if this woman is here. And it honestly was inspiring and it made me smile. I would see the older one and an older, you know, her and that other one. And I was like, I just was like, so they're there. Like they're freaking there. And it was just really special. And
it is.
And like I said, it's changed my life. I know that you are amazing. You're going to continue. I have to be able to get in a class. I have to go chase you down because now I lost my Wednesdays, guys. But I thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we're going to obviously put in there all of the places that your contact and all of that. But Pilates Lounge in Chatsworth is the place I'm talking about, guys, because that's where, you know, it really has changed my life. And I really don't want to ever stop. I feel like that's just how I feel about it. And I haven't said that because you get sick of stuff and I have never. And it's just, it feels like this unity and it's so special. And your stuff will be in how to get a hold of you in the actual description of the podcast. But Ariel, I thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we will probably have a part two.
I'd love to.
And just continue to talk about all the other things.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, like you said, you know, I didn't know you had struggled as a child. I did. And it's something that is real. It's real.
It is.
It is real.
It really, really
But if you ever want to try Pilates, my God, guys, just do one class.
Just try it.
I'm sure that it's like
don't
a free class or a $10 class or whatever, and just give it a whirl because you will realize that you can do it. It's just, it's just really good for your soul.
It's amazing.
Thank you again, Ariel.
Of course, thank
and
you.
As everybody knows, if you like, subscribe, and follow, you will know when the latest episode drops and all the cool kids are doing it. Thank you so much. See you next week. That's a wrap on today's episode of Unpacking with Jennifer. I hope you're walking away with a little inspiration and a few practical tips to make life at home just a little bit easier. If you love the episode, be sure to subscribe so you never miss a new one. And if you found it helpful, I'd love if you left a quick review. It helps more moms like us find the show. Let's keep the conversation going. You can find me on social media at Jennifer_Sattell for more organizing tips, behind the scenes moments, and a whole lot of real life. Until the next time, take a deep breath, give yourself some grace, and keep unpacking what matters most. This episode was engineered by Robert Altshuler. Music by Coldfire. Recorded and mixed at Command Recording Studios.